Joy FM, good morning. It's Daniel and Melody. Today, big day around here. We are celebrating the release of Leadership Endurance. This is the title of the new book written by our very own Brian Sanders. And Brian is joining us here on the show. Obviously, when people hear leadership, for the person who thinks I've read every book on leadership, let me first of all say, no, you haven't. You haven't met Brian Sanders.
That's the truth.
Not only studying the topic of leadership, but you're going through real people, real leaders, historical figures. And what I find fascinating is you don't just look for the successes. You go and look at where did they stumble and fall, because you have something important you say about that, about a leader's missteps.
Yeah. If a leader doesn't have a limp, he isn't worth following. People need to have flaws, because it's in those flaws that they learn their lessons. The book, Leadership Endurance, it focuses on four main leaders: Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, Winston Churchill, and FDR. I'm not so much telling you how to be a leader, so much as I am how to endure.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
This book, let me say this, it is for leaders, it is for pastors. It's also for anybody who finds life challenging and they want to know, how do I get through today?
Yeah.
How do I get through tomorrow? Let me give you a little bit of a picture. Abraham Lincoln, he became president of the United States. Did you know that as a young man, they had to hide scissors and razors from him out of fear that he would take his own life? I want you to think about that. He would be president of the United States, and he is contemplating taking his own life. How did he endure through that? That's the stuff that I'm writing about. The war was so taxing on him that he would get migraines. And I know we're on live radio, so I'm trying to, how do I want to say this?
Yeah.
He would have, well, I'll just say, vomiting episodes. Okay? So he would lie in bed, suffering with a migraine, having these vomiting spells, and his cabinet would meet around the bed. Now, y'all, I'm committed. I don't, and you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm that committed, but how did he endure? How did he get through that? Grant, Ulysses S. Grant, general under Lincoln for the Northern Army, who later became president. Did you know he was an alcoholic? He was an alcoholic. And he had two people who believed in him deeply. One, his wife, Julia. She thought that the sun rose and set with him. She always saw the good, and she always praised him. She always cast a vision for him of, Grant, you could be this, you could do that. Secondly, he had a best friend, and I love this story. His best friend left his life, went into the army with Grant, and committed to keep Grant from ever touching a drop.
Wow.
We see these great men on this stage, and they do all this stuff. They're just as flawed as we are. They have clay feet. And so the book is really, how did they endure? And then how can we endure? How can we get through our lives? That's really what the book is about.
Well, I say run, don't walk to get this book, and type as fast as you can. Amazon.com. You can get it right now. Shipping free from there today. It's called Leadership Endurance. It's by Brian Sanders. And we've got a chance for you to win a copy of the book coming up right here on the Morning Joyride. Stick with us. More from Brian on the way on Joy FM.